Welcome back. This is Mark Steiner, and that's the great Billie Holiday performing Miss Brown to you. She tragically died on this day in 1959. Baltimore's own, the great Billie Holiday. And let's look at this day in history here, July the 17th. In the year 180, there's a place called Sillium in North Africa, which is now Tunisia, that was then run by the Roman Empire, their North African Empire. You see that 12 people were executed for being Christians, and it was the earliest recorded moment of Christians in that part of the world. This is the year 180 and happened in what is today Tunisia. And in this day in 1911, on July 17th, an incredible human being was born that many may not know. His name was Dr. Frank Snowden. He was the foremost scholar on blacks in ancient history. He was the antiquities teacher, the classics, the head of classics department at Howard University. And he wrote books like Blacks in Antiquity, Ethiopians in Greco-Roman Experience, and Before Color Prejudice. His books kind of were really amazing. They were renowned because what he did, he documented that in ancient Roman Greece, that racial prejudice wasn't an issue. And Snowden wrote that it was because Africans that they encountered were not slaves, that almost all the slaves were of European descent in the Roman Empire. So the Africans they met were warriors, they were statesmen, they were mercenaries, they were tradespeople, they were all trading goods back and forth. So Africans were not subjected to the same racism that we experience in this modern civilization. And he studied ancient art and literature. He founded evidence that that talk about the collaboration existence between Ethiopia and Egypt and Rome and Greece. And he, one of his greatest books, I thought, was a book he wrote, Before Color Prejudice, The Ancient View of Blacks, that he wrote for Harvard University back in 1983. And he went from like a 3,000-year period. He studied from the middle of the 3rd millennium in B.C. to the 6th century A.D. He spoke Greek, Roman, Egyptian, Syrian, Hebrew, could read all the early texts. He was just an amazing scholar and thinker. And he was born on this day, Dr. Frank Snowden. And one of the most famous wars in modern American history began on this day in 1936. It was the Spanish Civil War. The Spaniards, in a very narrow election, elected a left-wing government of liberals, socialists, and communists, and they took power. But then the armed forces, with the Nazis, the Germans behind them, rose up to try to throw them out. And this led to one of the most famous civil wars where Americans, black and white, together went to Spain to fight on behalf of that government. That civil war began this day in 1936. And in 1944, this is the first day napalm was used. And what that means, for those of you who have not heard of that before, napalm was the incendiary device that we used during the Vietnam War that maimed and killed millions of Vietnamese, hundreds of thousands of Vietnamese, and this was used for the first time in 1944 by the Americans. On this day in 1955, Walt Disney opened Disneyland in Anaheim, California. And on this day in 1967, there was a rebellion that took place in Cairo, Illinois, which is the most southern city in Illinois, which really southern Illinois, southern Indiana, were Ku Klux Klan places, very racist parts of our country. In Cairo, Illinois, which is on the water there, there was a rebellion. There was a young man named Private Robert Hunt, who was a young African-American soldier on leave in Cairo. He was arrested for some malarkey, and the police said that he hung himself by his own T-shirt. But people in that community didn't believe it. They were a very repressed community, and they rose up and fought, and they brought in the National Guard. But what happened was that created a civil rights movement that changed the nature of that city over the next 7 years. But that took place, started on this day in 1957. This is a day in 1968, the Ba'ath Party threw out the king and took over in Iraq. And this was, of course, the king that was put in by the British that was never really a king of Iraq. This was the beginning of Saddam Hussein coming to power. And on this day, I guess many of you might remember in history, in 1981, there was this huge fear in Atlanta where all these young black people were being killed. 28 young black people were killed in a series of slayings, and people disappeared and never seen again. And on this day, a man named Wayne B. Williams, who was a 23-year-old photographer, was indicted for the murder of two of those young people. He said he didn't do it, but he was convicted on February 1982, and most of those killings have still not been solved. And it's on this day in 1998 that the Rome Statute of International Criminal Court began, that was established to prosecute individuals for genocide, crimes against humanity, war crimes, crimes of aggression, and that happened on this day in 1988. And that is our day in history. Lots of great music during this day in history from some of my favorite artists. So for the rest of the day in the history, go to SteinerShow.org, and it's all right there. On our way to break, we're hearing No Woman, No Cry. Bob Marley and the Wailers. They recorded this on this day in 1975 on the album Live, one of the great songs.